Radio Prague News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to visit the Czech Republic on Thursday this week. A Senate committee has refused to endorse a bill adding new addictive drugs to the list of banned substances. And the number of students in private colleges has skyrocketed to nearly 30 times the number 10 years ago. Benjamin Netanyahu will be the first Israeli prime minister to visit the Czech Republic when he arrives on Thursday for talks with his counterpart Petr Nečas. In addition to economic and scientific cooperation between the Czech Republic and Israel, the leaders will be discussing the situation in North Africa and the Middle East peace process. On Friday, the two-time Israeli PM and Likud party chairman is also to meet with President Václav Klaus and other Czech statesmen. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said the visit would be a unique opportunity and an historic visit. Police are preparing top-level security measures for the two-day visit. One civic association against Israeli treatment of Palestinians is marking the event with a series of protests throughout the week. The Senate Committee on Constitutional and Legal Matters has refused to endorse a bill adding 33 new addictive drugs to the list of banned substances. The bill had already passed through the lower house of parliament unanimously. The senators were concerned about the way in which the law would be enforced and that the bill includes no transition period before its introduction. The chairman of the committee, Social Democrat Miroslav Antl, said that the police would not be able to allow a degree of tolerance but must act on the prohibition. The Senate as a whole will vote on the bill on Wednesday once it has been discussed by its health committee. A number of the substances were recently banned in Poland, leading to a huge increase in their sale in the Czech Republic, where they remained legal. The number of students in private colleges has skyrocketed to nearly 30 times the number 10 years ago, the Czech Statistical Office reports. While the first private colleges began opening in the Czech Republic in 1989, they were attended only by some 2,000 students at the turn of this century. Last year, there were more than 57,000 students in private schools, or roughly 14% of all college students. Meanwhile, private colleges as of last year outnumbered public colleges nearly 2-1, with 44 and 28 schools respectively. The Ministry of Education says the number is too high and that it will no longer support the establishment of new public colleges. In sports news, HC Ocelare Třinec beat HC Vítkovice Steel 5-2 on Monday night in the first game of the Czech Hockey League playoff finals to take a lead in the best-of-seven series. Visitors Vítkovice did well in the game and withstood the initial pressure by the hosts, but Třinec's power plays were highly effective. In the 12th minute, Martin Ružička opened the scoring, breaking a 19-year-old record for the best scoring player in the playoffs. In the second period, Třinec added two more power play goals 2 minutes apart. Vítkovice then narrowed the gap to 3-1, but did not find enough strength to turn the game around, allowing Třinec to score the first ever win in the final series. The finals continue on Tuesday. Now turning briefly to the weather, temperatures are expected to rise to the mid-20s Celsius over the coming days amid partly cloudy to sunny skies and a chance of occasional showers. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.